B-Pod Studios.
You're like, here we go.
What did he say there?
I laughed and shook his hand.
So David Ortiz has apparently either sold his home in Weston, it's been up for sale, or he's about to sell it.
What do you think of the house?
He thinks it's going to sell soon. It's a great home. I remember looking at the listing when they made a big deal out of that. What was that, about a year ago? Or
I thought it would be bigger and grander, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It's a really, really nice house.
Great house.
You live in Weston. Jesus. It'd be like 10 times the value of anywhere else, too.
So
there, Newton.
He's not living there anymore.
Right.
There's an estate sale. Here's the description from estatesales.net. It says, join us for an all-star estate sale at the home of Red Sox legend David Big Poppy Ortiz.
Of course. Put that in there.
In addition to some exceptional sports memorabilia, you'll find beautiful furniture and decor, designer ladies' clothing and accessories.
Oh, hold on.
Jim...
It sounds like, is this like an abduction? Like they just left and like everything was left behind?
You're going to sell everything?
Hey, women's underwear.
Do you know what this sounds like?
Ladies unmentionables.
Do you guys remember the sale of the century? It was like,
oh, I love that show.
Yes.
No, but.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Big estate sale coming up Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at David Ortiz's home in Weston. Estatesales.net, where all the info is. It says cash and all major credit cards accepted. All sales are final. All items are sold as is on a first-come, first-serve basis.
What, they have one of them little things you hook up to your iPad? You swipe the credit card on?
I'm sure. Numbers are handed out beginning at 7:30 a.m. on the first day of the sale. Mm. So you get a number, I'm guessing, to go in and pick out the stuff you want to buy?
You have to keep orderly fashion. It is Big Poppy, Red Sox legend.
Yeah.
A lot of people there. That'd be a lot of gawkers.
So you've got a lot of...
a lot of weirdos just want to walk through his house.
Dining room furniture. You've got... you know, various tables and chairs, things of that nature, glassware.
You got the Solo cups from the Dunkin' Donuts commercials with Gronk. Maybe you got the inflatable.
I would say there's probably more furniture in the auction than anything else. There are more furniture items than anything. But then there are, in your opinion, Hardy, some personal items.
Oh, here. There's absolutely personal items. Number one, the first thing is the personalized doormat that says Ortiz. Are you gonna say, I mean, I suppose just a collector of David Ortiz things would want it, but
man cave.
To me, that's a pretty specialized audience you're going for on that one. You have to look for somebody named Ortiz.
What about the Ortiz guy who was involved in the old Lord thing?
It's not even a nice door. It's just a rubber doormat.
There's a lot of stuff that looks like they got it like at, I don't want to say Home Goods. I'll give them a Home Sense. I think it was a lot of Home Sense purchases.
What's that called? TJX, right? From the TJX family?
Like
the Home Goods or Marshalls?
The Martini Vermouth advertisement. Seen a lot of those, you know, in kitchens and a lot of artwork that I think was just kind of like purchased.
We're in Italy. Like you're going to put an Italian sign up or something.
No.
About the asparagus rug.
Well, I like asparagus, though.
I mean artwork that you see like in a home decor store. It's like, oh, you need something for that wall? What do you think of this painting? Take that. That's one.
Nice.
Right? The personalized items, though.
Yes.
Here's a pair of overalls and a jacket. Like.
you can't put that in Goodwill, huh?
Yeah, what do you? How about the shoes? Prada shoes.
Oh.
Valentino like and Gucci shoes.
Nothing like having a dead skin in those shoes.
You think there's a personal attachment to shoes?
I think if you have Jimmy Choo shoes, like nice. Women's shoes, you either know someone who can use them or
you give them to a very close
personal
friend.
They're not in style, I'm guessing.
Right.
And so when you are that wealthy, you just buy the shoes, you wear them once, and then you never
wear Felger's wife buys those shoes. Like, you don't just like, hey, let's give these shoes away.
A lot of ladies' clothing.
Does it have sizes?
No, it's just on a rack, just a big rack of clothes.
Nice.
It's a glorified garage sale.
It's really all it is.
Do you find this odd? Like, they have left. A local sports legend has left all of their clothes in their house and they're selling them. You don't find this odd.
There are some.
I don't care about, like, furniture's furniture. That's tough to move. Like, you know what? We live in a Dominican. We're not moving furniture. Clothing and, like, underwear and socks and shoes. That's weird to me.
How about this? Is it weird to have a separate listing for wristbands? Just a hand.
Does it have a sweat on them?
No, they're still in the package.
They have Jesus.
34 on them.
So he took those from the clubhouse and is now trying to sell them.
How about a pressure washer? You need a pressure washer?
I do need a pressure
washer. You got a nice
gas-powered
pressure washer. Don't you just love a bargain? They also have a composter. If you want to compost.
I don't do that.
How about Pedro Martinez slides?
He stole teammate. He took teammate stuff out of the lockers and is now selling them.
They're like Pedro, like branded.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Zoe, how about some chairs for the pool deck that are from Restoration Hardware.
Ooh. Isn't that wood? Are they woven?
I think they're, I don't know what they are. You'd have to tell me.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, that's what they got there.
Wow.
Yeah, I know you'd like those.
How much?
Well, I don't know. There's no prices.
I ain't standing for it. Don't
you
just
love a bargain? Like, imagine that there's a grill, a Weber grill.
Yeah, it's still in the box, right?
No, it's out of the box.
A lot of this crap is stuff that he got
on
his...
There might be two grills. There's one grill that's in the box.
Oh, in the box.
That's one that he got on his retirement tour. Hey, have a grill. You're going to be doing some cooking out in the summer now that you'll have your summers off.
Right.
Oh, I got to sell this thing now. How about the Foot Locker that he got from the 2016 All-Star Game? Like, the actual box, and it looks like a few of the things that went in it, but maybe not everything. It's got like his name on it.
Really nice pool table. Good luck getting that out of there.
Yeah, that's
going to require a professional mover.
That comes in three pieces of slate. That's heavy stuff.
How about a fan?
What kind of fan? Like a box fan?
It is a Honeywell fan. Come here. Look, I will show you the picture of it. You can go buy one right now at Target for $20.
What is wrong with this man?
I don't know. That's why it's
There's
weird.
There's something weird here.
Like, no, really, it's a $20 Honeywell fan.
How about a ladder? Do you need a 4-foot aluminum ladder?
No, this is like somebody told them.
One at the David Ortiz estate sale.
You can't go back to this house for your safety. You need to leave and leave now. We will take care of it and sell everything. Just leave. Never return. It's like they were abducted and said, sell it all. This is strange, man.
Somebody tweeted us that celebrities have these garage sales all the time. Chris Brown had one. Some girl bought clothes and found weed in them.
Oh. Well, that's a bonus. That's weed she didn't have to pay for.
Oh, look, here's another fan that got its own separate photo and listing on the estate sale
website. What kind
of fan? Honeywell.
Another Honeywell. So they're a Honeywell family for
sure. Say two in parentheses, number two.
Ninkovich is loving us. He just texted. He wants the broken basketball hoop that's on there for his kids.
There's a broken indoor basketball hoop.
No rim.
In his kid's room with no rim.
Oh, give me that.
Ninkovich. I like how Ninkovich
has
checked out the listing. There's also.
It's unbelievable.
I had to click on this one. It's like three reindeer figurines.
Well, someone probably stole the other one.
Again, it's Home Sense. It's Home Sense.
Santa's fat ass on the sleigh attached to the reindeer. Someone stole Santa.
Like miniature reindeer statues.
Hardy, it's probably those plug-in ones, the reindeer ones with the white wire with the white lights.
And then there's furniture
where
you're like,
Santa?
Where, there's one where you're like striped chair and ottoman, and you're saying, whose house is this? Like, this can't possibly be David Ortiz's house.
How about a beat to crap coffee table? Well, oh, yes, I will show up early and get in line for that.
The problem with the ottoman, if you look at it, it's covered with a blanket because there's probably feet stains on the ottoman or sweaty feet.
Right. Like, if you're David Ortiz, you need to rent a dumpster.
To buy another couch.
You know what you...
Yes.
That's the other thing I did in my dad's house.
You gotta rent a dumpster, dude.
Like, day one, give me a 20-yard dumpster in the driveway.
Why are you trying to sell this? Patio heater? Vitamin water fridge?
It's a vitamin water fridge. You can't put...
Like the kind you see in a convenience store.
This is stuff that he was gifted because nobody says, hey, I'll buy a vitamin water fridge. This is part product placement. People give you these things, and he's trying to make a buck off it. Is there a green egg in there anywhere? One of those green egg grills?
How about a check from the David Ortiz Children's Fund paid to the order of Mass General Hospital for Children for $100,000? Like, is it canceled?
We did should get back that. In the mail?
No, it's one of those large
those
charity checks.
We could get that, and then Sarge could come in and take his picture
checks.
With it.
You can't
tell from
the scale, but
those,
it is.
Yeah, those are the ones that Sarge likes to take his pictures with.
That's a big charity check that he had stored in his house.
How about a light-up Rolls-Royce faux neon wall hanging that if you brought home to your wife right now, she would say, what the hell is the matter with you? Take that directly to the garbage can.
Does he have like the Michael Scott St. Pauli girl one that really lights up the room?
the broken that backboard, though.
Bring out for dinner parties.
This backboard is incredible.
What are you doing with that, babe?
It's a basketball backboard of an indoor hoop that is screwed into a closet door and there's no rim. And that's also for sale.
What?
Why would you want that? And who's in charge of getting it off the door? Like, do you have to bring your power drill with you to get the thing down?
Maybe you get to keep the door. I'd say, hey, give me the door. Pop the door off the hinges. Maybe it's all in one.
Like, the fact that their kids' beds are for sale and they still have sheets and blankets on them is a little weird.
They were told to leave and leave now. Something happened. I'm telling you. This is strange.
All right.
No comment, right, love.
Calls Robert.
Not weird.
Robert on the estate sale. Robert.
Let's go, people.
Yes, sir. There's a different thing out here in the western part of the state. I've lived out here for about 27 years, half of my time, and out here we call them tag sales, not yard sales.
Yeah.
And estate sales are generally where people have passed. But like, you know, T's situation, you know, he's living in his stuff's memorabilia. But generally, where you go to estate sales set up by four or five organizations, and there's numerous people out here. In this city of Pittsfield, is 40,000 people. There's probably three columns of tag sales and estate sales on the weekend. When I go to Gloucester for my vacation, I pull out the Daily Times, and I see four listings in all the north.
Okay,
there's a lot of...
Terrific.
Did he say when he goes to Gloucester for his vacation?
Oh, tag sales, and they have bric-a-brac. Tremendous amount of bric-a-brac for sale. We know what yard sales and garage sales are.
You think Gloucester?
Why is David Ortiz having one is the question. Why is he listing on a secondary company's website the biggest week in the world, the Norway, framed travel poster? I mean, this is something you would see at Target and say, no, I'm not putting this in my house. But David Ortiz like did. Now he wants to sell it to you.
Dan in New Hampshire.
No.
Dan.
No.
Hey, you guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be like the last caller. Yeah, it seems very strange. I actually know the estate sale company that's running this one. Usually in this kind of situation, they are selling the house and contents because of bankruptcy or really weird financial things. It does seem strange, but I'm looking at the photos now and, you know, a lot of it is weird stuff, but there's money there. And you say they start doing the numbers at 7:30.
Yes.
In the estate sale world, people are going to be there probably the night before, like sitting in their car.
Well, do they hand out the numbers in order or is it like a lottery?
So, well, it's whoever can get there first. Sometimes it's people that will literally show up and put a beach chair in the front door, and they're number one. Other people will set stuff down, but 7:30 is not the date. It's going to be, people are going to be there the night before.
I wonder what's going on. That's interesting. I mean, so much of this stuff, there can't be a lot of money in the front gate all-weather wicker chairs, because I can also buy those right now in a SkyMall catalog. I can go get them at BJ's right now on the way home.
Is there no money?
The last estate sale that I had ever heard of from an athlete was Curt Schilling. And and that one was made so famous because Dave Portnoy, El Prez, bought Schilling's bathrobe, which was hilarious.
Monogram.
Like,
yep.
I want to say it was 8 or 9 years ago that happened.
Back when he was delivering papers. Yep.
I think it was a little bit after that.
But he's still scratching. One of the coolest moments. He took the picture with it.
The Schilling bathrobe was the only other time I'd ever heard of one of these. And that was for reasons of bankruptcy, I believe. Do I have that right? Monetary issues?
Yes.
After the
he was forced to sell
video
his stuff.
Game
yes.
company had yes. gone belly up.
100%.
Right.
Yes.
Now, we can goof on this all we want, but Beetle.
Yeah.
Did you stop on the home light pressure washer with the Honda motor in it?
I mentioned it to Zoe, but I didn't look at it.
That'll be first thing gone.
It looks like it's in good shape.
It's outside. Has it been stored outside? Because that's going to be a problem.
I think I have some questions for the agent.
My
guess would be it's been left outside.
There's a fuel can also outside.
Exactly where you see
I'm telling
it.
It's like the family got abducted and they were told to leave and never come back. Leave the sheets on
you
the bed.
You think David Ortiz does his own pressure washing? No way. No shot.
I don't know. Maybe to get all the calluses and nubs off those feet that prevented him from playing, just take a pressure washer to those hooves. Try and squeeze them back into the cleats for one more season.
Use pressure washer for other things, like washing cars and stuff.
I kind of feel bad now. I wonder if there's like some issues going on with him financially.
He made a lot of money.
No way.
Why else is his wife being forced to sell her Jimmy Choo's and Prada shoes?
That's a good point.
Hardy has headlines.
I don't like this anymore. It was fun to start with.
It's starting to get weird. It's starting to get weird.
The guy selling his bric-a-brac, I start to feel bad for him.
Or your calls.
Toenail clippers, $4.99.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's where Karen in the car reaches us. Hi, Karen.
Karen!
Hey, guys. Is my radio too loud?
Turn it down.
You know the rules.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, Karen.
Okay. So I have a client that went to an estate sale several long time ago, a good years ago, and he came across an Ian Warhol print. And he did not want to draw attention to it because he knew it was worth some money. And he ended up spending about $22,000 for a bunch of other junk,
yeah.
He said. But that print is locked up in Boston somewhere worth like about $1 million.
Yep. And I watch this on Storage Wars. You watch that show, Storage Wars. These people show up and they bid on these personalized units that people have rented to store crap in. It could be... All right, got a bunch of crap for $200, or you open it up and there's a Maserati sitting in it.
Well, I thought it was the job of the person holding the estate sale to know what the item's value are so that you don't sell an Andy Warhol print worth $1 million for $20,000.
You would think, but that guy bought $22,000 worth of other stuff to cover up the fact that he was about to walk out of there with $1 million print and they had no idea.
Wow. How would you know like the print's official when you're there? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's not Ray Allen's shoes.
Did he? Did he walk out with $1 million Andy Warhol?
Wasn't there a commercial about someone who found an original copy of a Declaration of Independence at a yard sale?
A commercial?
Yeah, there was like a commercial about it, about how someone had that had happened to. Here it is. All right. 1991 it happened. Yeah, inside a $4 picture frame, an original copy of the Declaration of Independence. Oh, damn it. New York Times. They're trying to get me to pay. Hold on. Go to Snopes. True. Yes. 1989, a Philadelphia financial analyst bought an old painting for $4 at a flea market in Pennsylvania. Wow. Mostly because he liked the frame. He liked it even more once he found the painting housed a rare and valuable document.
That is true. Most frames, like if you find a good frame, you buy it.
Yes, it was an old copy of the Declaration of Independence between the canvas and its wood backing. A friend of his advised him to have it appraised, and he learned that the document was, in fact, a rare original Dunlap broadside, one of 500 original copies from the printing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
How much was it worth?
It was worth... the rare document was offered for sale by Sotheby's in 91. It went to $2.42 million.
And he paid $4 for it.
He paid $4.
That's now,
he
made conversely, $2.42 million. You can go to the David Ortiz estate sale and spend $4 on four bar signs, one that says Slanja, another one that has a map of Ireland. Never see those in like a basement bar in Boston. Oh, here's one that says Guinness. There's a Jameson one as well.
Give you Yingling,
or
Yingling,
you can spend $3 and get them brand new on the way home at Walmart. It's up to you. Or you can go to the estate sale.
All right, seriously now.
What's Saturday.
Going on? What's seriously, going, David, what is
what's going on with
David
this guy?
David Ortiz's house, Target. Where are we going?
What's going on with this guy?
No, seriously. You're right. This is weird, man. Is the Infiniti up for sale in there? The SUV that he was gifted?
No.
Is that in a garage still?
No cars, no vehicles except for a Trek bicycle. You can buy the bike.
And the rack. The bike goes on.
Again, a Trek bike and a bike rack. Where could you ever find one of those?
This is weird. I'm sorry, this is weird.
So they have some spill mats for the bar. You know those little like rubbery spill mats?
Spill mats, yeah.
My brother-in-law's bought. They're a dollar. They give them to you when they bring the liquor. So you put the glasses on them. The spill mats, yes.
Oh, you have a bar at your pool, right?
I'm not put that because you get the little bar flies in there, the fleas. Then everything gets all sticky and smelly. That smells like puke. Ugh. What's wrong with him?
I mean, some of the stuff I get, you don't want it.
No, like we're a big table and a couch. Like we can't care. You know what? Put up for sale. It's like they just blew out of there.
Paul in Braintree. Paul.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, I know you guys are goofing on the yard sales, but every year I run yard sales for the Jimmy Fund, and people bring them to my house. And I raise sometimes $10,000. But one particular time, I guess one of the employees for the New England Patriots somehow or another must have passed away or something, and all the Super Bowl rings, the ones that they gave to the employees, were all in a box. And I got those, and I was able to sell those for the Jimmy Fund and raise $5,000 for them. So you never know what you get.
Well, I understand that, but I don't see any World Series rings here. I do see a Dyson fan to go with the two Honeywell fans.
Is it the Airblade? Is it an Airblade?
Yeah.
That's nice. Nice one.
That's nice. That is.
Does he have one of those? Does he have one of those cool ones you put in your window? It's a two small ones. One sucks in and one blows out.
Let me ask you a question.
And you shut the window down with it. Now, if he has one of those, I'm in.
I've never had an Airblade. Do those make noise? Like a regular fan makes noise?
Oh, yeah. Those are loud.
Yeah? Are they?
I don't know. You mean like the real metal blade one?
No. There's no fan. It's the blade. Put your hand through that thing. You know the big circle?
Yeah.
Right? That's another question we have today. Do those make noise, those Dyson fans?
Does he have a scale? Bathroom scale or anything?
I don't see any scales. I do see
toothbrush holder?
A Pedro Martinez commemorative.
Looks like this. Does that make the same, you know those ones you could put?
Oh, no, don't make no noise.
They don't make any noise.
It's got to make some noise.
That's neat, man.
So says no noise.
You take those to the beach, battery operated, just hold them. They have ones with misters.
A battery one?
They have a battery once, handheld.
I'm wondering if this makes noise.
I don't think that makes noise.
Well, you're going to have to go to the estate sale to find out.
Well, will they allow me to plug it in and try it while I'm there?
While you're there, why don't you...
is the power still turned
on?
Can
you grab one thing for me?
Yeah, what do you need?
The Pedro Martinez Hall of Fame replica plaque that is on a base that says Gold's Horseradish. Could you see what that's going for? And I'll tell you a number. I'll tell you my tap out number on the bidding.
That's like a ballpark giveaway. Like, come
I know.
Bobblehead night.
This sounds like this is a collection or something.
Something is weird about all of this. Yes.
When sheets are still in the bed, there's something's not right.
How about a slightly soiled massage table?
Was it water table?
What's going on with him?
Table showers?
Is it water table or is it upside down?
You know what I enjoyed? I'm going to tell you what my favorite item listed was.
Half bottle of perfume?
Is there a bench that is clearly from inside of a sauna that is listed?
Oh, that's got to have some good butt sweat on it.
Except they took it out of the sauna. It is clearly from a sauna, and they are listing it as a rustic bench.
Yeah. No, it's a sauna
It's
bench.
Rustic, all right.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, that is... clearly and obviously from inside
that big stain
a sauna
in the middle.
Infused with natural oils.
Body oil.
So right here, take a look at this. You tell me that's a rustic bench.
Oh, no.
It's from the sauna.
That's a sauna bench.
Jim, you have a sauna. You should get one.
Yeah, mine's not that rustic, though.
Rustic bench. Yeah, come on. You got this out of the sauna.
Rustic bench. I can't believe this.
I can't.
I really can't.
I can't believe that Brugal Rum Spill Mats got their own separate photo in the estate sale listing. So, yeah, you could go to David Ortiz's house in Weston this Saturday and put a bid in on those, or you can swipe them from the bar that you stop at on your way home tonight, and they won't even stop you on your way out the door. Why do you want those nasty-ass things?
You just come here and get
them. Much bacteria is on those things?
You get 98.5 the sports ones. We give those away at the tents.
Along with the
koozies.
I know they're $400, but... great story behind this. Well, what is it? I went into a house that I guess Ortiz lived in, and there was a bunch of crap in there, and I paid way too much for this piece of crap. Cool.
Oh, my God.
All right, then. That's coming up on Saturday. Coming up next, today's takeaways.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Okay, today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today. Call them or just go online to awaken180weightloss.com. All right,
so takeaways, here we go. Hardy called me out today and said I had a bad question to Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I saw no issue
with the question.
I wonder if Brad, when we ask him about it next week, will deem it as bad as the one you asked about Gordon Hayward's
injury.
Well,
let's revisit that one since you brought it up today in case people had not ever heard that one.
All right.
This may sound weird, but do you feel like you lucked out at all with it being a six-week timeline?
I don't know that I would consider anything about that to be lucky.
All right, so... No. Idiot.
Kind of gave
is the undercurrent there.
He did. He gave him that twang. That
6 week injury could have been far worse.
Lucky.
So today's.
And we thought it was far worse until we were told 6 weeks and we're like, oh.
Right. That was a condescending answer.
It ended up being lucky.
Yeah.
It was a little lucky. Guys lucked out on that.
He was back in like 2 weeks.
That thing looked like it could have been a season ender.
He went, ow, 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 ow.
Now.
Today, though, I'm sorry. This does not fall into the same category. Brad, a lot of people have described Sunday's loss against the Lakers is a great loss. Do you believe in great losses?
No.
Just my line hearing of question. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in there's such a thing?
It's a good question because it's been blown up.
It has sort of an implied, do you even believe in this nonsense?
Hearing it again in your tone, you can tell that you did not believe that. Whereas you believed maybe they did luck out with Hayward's injury.
Yeah, I still do.
You do not, but I could tell from your tone.
Thank you.
This is not a great loss. All right, I'll back off on it a little
bit.
Thank you. I would still like to ask.
I bet you
Brad
it's fine
next
with
week.
That, though.
I'll accept your criticism of the lucky one. I'll accept that.
Yeah, there's great coaches that look at some losses and think, you know what, this
I reject.
To not accept it would be in denial. So you should accept the criticism of the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
No.
No. But he gave the Parcells answer, like food tastes worse, all that. But like deep down in his core, I bet he knows he got a lot out of that day. Publicly, he can't say, yeah, that's a great loss. He can't publicly say that. But deep down,
well,
might try, by the way, to get over to do an in-person Brad Stevens interview by the end of the year. We might try and
we're going to make that happen.
We're going to try and match up schedules to see if we can do that.
No.
But he went on to say that, no, sometimes you play better in a loss, but don't forget, this is a guy who beat Golden State at Golden State when nobody was beating Golden State. He's had games that could have been good or great losses, yeah, but where they actually won. So, no, winning is still the only thing.
No.
Because he's won in tough spots like that.
Can you have a mediocre win? That would be a question, too. You know, do you have wins where you look back and say, oh, crap game?
No.
Crap.
Also today, Zoe said it's down to two teams for Tom Brady.
Mm. Yeah.
Patriots, Titans. Mike Vrabel at the Combine had this to say.
You know, Ryan did a lot of great things for us. He came in a tough situation, led our football team, and you know, all those players that have expiring contracts, you know, that's John's job and my job to help put our football team together, and we continue to have those conversations.
And that's not a franchise thing. That's like a thank you to Ryan Tannehill.
At no point did he even say they were trying to re-sign Ryan Tannehill. At no point did he say, well, we got to work on getting a contract anymore.
Did a lot of nice things for them.
He didn't say at any point,
thank you all for coming,
that they were going to work on a deal with him.
That's not the tenor or tone of a coach that is getting ready to franchise his quarterback.
He did, like he said.
No.
He basically described that Ryan Tannehill played last year.
He said he came into a tough situation
and
maximized himself out of it.
He played football last year for our team. And now, got to put the roster together.
And when the game flipped, he couldn't put on his back and get in a shootout with the guy across the way, and that was Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
Vrabel knows it.
I wouldn't expect him to match Patrick Mahomes.
So we did some hand sizes today. Hardy, what'd your hand end up being?
Nine and a quarter.
Beatles was nine, about nine.
Nine and a half.
Yeah. A little over 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, we have a tweet from Ken Day who says, don't listen to Zoe. I have two Dyson fans, and they do make noise, but less than a regular fan.
But normally you're buying those type of fans to have that white noise, like for a dorm room or a bedroom.
I have a fan out of my bedroom every night for the white noise.
Again,
I love the
box. Why the hell is David Ortiz selling these items?
This is something's fishy.
Two Honeywell fans, one Dyson.
What do the sheets go for still on the bed?
Do you get the mattresses and sheets with the bunk beds?
This is unbelievable.
They're selling worn shoes. Why not? Buy some sheets.
Belger and Maz are next. Have a great afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow at 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maz on Tuesday, February 25th, here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're presented to you by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Maz and Big Jim Murray alongside. Let's talk some football. How do you feel about that?
I'm in.
Okay, Brady Watch, Combine, etc., etc. Report late last night. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, says Patriots and Tom Brady's representatives are scheduled to meet, are expected to meet at the Combine. And while they have talked, these sides have so far this offseason, they haven't gotten down to any nitty-gritty negotiations. Do you have any thoughts about that story?
Well, so I was just talking to Billy Lanny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.